you with a fine tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going.
Like 4 minutes of Dolly Parton to get your 6 p.m. started off right.
Why don't I wake up to her every day? That's my question.
I don't know. She is such a squeaky vibe.
Squeaky clean?
Squeaky clean. Yeah. Squeaky, it's just like it pierces you.
Oh, okay.
In like all the right places.
A piercing squeak.
Yes.
And with that, this is DJ Lombretti World Peace.
And this is Mandy B.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio.
Bird watching.
Wow.
We've really created such a brand for ourselves. I don't know if anyone else that I know has leaned into their radio show this much. Do you?
And if they had, I just don't think they would pull it off as well as we do. I have to just give plug us for a hot sec.
That's super fair.
Also, for our fans who are just on the edge of their seats on tenterhooks, is that perhaps Yeah, I think that's right. Mm. That usage.
That word is.
We're making an Instagram. Woo!
Oh my god, you dropped that so casually.
Yeah. That's like when Mandy Beans tells me anything important. She's like, oh yeah, so I had like a walk to class. I ate my overnight oats, which she eats every single morning.
I do.
Oh yeah, and this happened, and yeah, so then I went to bed pretty early. How about you? And I was like, what?
I like to keep it so chill and casual, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, the people need to know. Mm. And by the people, I mean just Loretta needs to know what's happening in my life, and everyone else can be in the dark.
Mm. Until I spill the beans.
Until she spills the beans, and then everyone will know. But it's not me spilling the beans, so it's not on me.
Mandy Beans. Sealed
people
tight.
Sealed
for freshness?
Probably.
eat after 7 days in the refrigerator.
There's a use-by date, but also a sell-by date. Take with that what you will. I have a personal use-by date. So, how was your week so far? We're like post-homecoming blues RN.
Yeah.
At least I am.
There were so many. Really?
I miss homecoming. Yeah. I'm going to say it. I said it.
Oh, there we go. When I can't hear the sound of my own voice, I get nervous. Mm.
I could totally hear you.
Post-homecoming, I think we did it very well, and now I think I'm ready to move forward with our lives.
Oh, for sure. I'm ready to darty again in the spring without you.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you?
No, I'm not. It's the thing. I'm going to have to wear an AP shirt.
Oh, I thought you were going to say an apron for some reason, and I was like, yeah, you are going to have to wear an apron.
You're right.
My week, super front-loaded out here.
Okay.
Yeah, but after tomorrow at like 1:30 p.m. we're straight chilling through the weekend.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah,
well, you know, we have to start the weekend Alpha Phi formal.
What?
Oh my god, it's just the most semi of all events of the year.
Do you want to talk about the Pfister theme for whatchamacallit, homecoming?
Fee-haw.
Caller, hardly know her. Who is she?
I don't know. Let's check her out. Hello, caller.
Could I request a song?
Yes, you may.
Of course.
I'd like to hear Breaking Down the Door by Santana.
Okay.
Okay, we're on it.
Do you want to share your name with us? Or you don't have to. Or just like maybe an initial. We're so happy you called.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Of course.
Our pleasure.
Have the greatest night.
Tweet.
Tweet, tweet. I don't know who that was, but he was an excellent dude.
Thank you.
We can't wait to play your song, sir.
Yeah. Actually, I'm like on... Oh, and we have another, or is he calling back?
Nope. It might be your mother.
Probably. Hi.
Hello.
What's up?
Wait. It's Andrew. I saw 610.
Yo, listen. You guys mentioned the Alpha Phi formal. Let me tell you something. What we got going on, okay?
What do we got?
We got kegs. We got booze. Okay.
No. I'm sorry, sir. We don't know you. Parcheesi. Thank you. Parcheesi?
Yeah, we got it. We got cheese and ladders.
Oh my god.
Who is this? Mousetrap. Yo, you ever heard of Mousetrap?
Wait, I really don't know who this is.
I don't know who this is either.
Wait.
I do like Mousetrap. It's an excellent game. I never played with all the pieces, so I never got to complete the whole, like, maze.
Oh, man. Listen, you got to complete Mousetrap.
Oh, wait. Okay. So, hi, Uncle Adam. Cousin Adam.
Oh yeah. How'd you know that?
Well, you can't curse on air, Cousin Adam, and also you can't refer to illicit activities, but I guess they're not illicit for you since you're over the age of 21. Also, we are taking to refer to all of my older cousins as uncle now. So thank you for calling though. Do you have any particular requests?
Welcome.
I wanna listen to what's it called? One second, I can think of it.
You can do it.
I know you like a good Mumford and Sons.
Yeah, but I want to listen to Lil' Kim.
Lil' Kim?
Oh man, I can't listen. I can't think of it.
Man.
Anyway, play what you want. You girls are great.
Okay, I just want to. All right, thank you so much, cousin Adam. Thanks for calling in and trolling us.
Oh, he's gone so soon. I miss him already.
He is a father to be. I just for the fans. Yeah,
he felt very fatherly.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he's talking about Mousetrap, that's a fun game for kids. He's going to get along just fine with the kids.
Yeah, once they, like, don't want to eat the pieces, which is, like, 4 years in.
At least. It might be a six-plus game.
Yeah, especially if they have, like, small nostrils, because, like, you just want to shove those babies up your nostril, and then that, like, prolongs that period.
I was always intrigued to snort some of the pieces of Mousetrap.
Nice.
But, yeah. Wow, Uncle Adam, that was dynamic.
That was dynamic. I actually have goosebumps.
We also didn't get to debrief the fact that we had another caller before. And we still unknown identity.
Wow, we're just reeling out here.
We really are. Let's see how many people we have listening.
Okay, and then can we just take a step back? Because I think I need a second, honestly.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Oh my gosh, we have 15 listeners. That's just the greatest news.
I also did text my family group chat, so...
Hence Uncle Adam.
But there were 13 when I got in the studio, so...
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Well, those two new listeners, we love you and we cherish you.
They're probably Adam and the lovely man who called before him.
Probably.
All right.
Well, here we go, lovely man who called before Uncle Adam.
Here are your tunes. Wowza.
Wow. we had no idea what we were in store for.
It was like reggae meets Sublime meets Buena Vista Social Club.
Yeah.
All of which I'm here for. I just wasn't prepared for them all at once.
I just had no idea is the thing.
The break, I think, made my goosebumps worse. It also may be the fact that I'm wearing two pairs of pants and the studio is hot.
It's a weird moisture in here for sure.
Yeah.
As someone who's wearing two jackets.
That's what gives it its good smell though.
Yeah.
We love a good like sniff. Mmm. You can taste that moisture. You know?
Can really taste it.
Yeah.
I'm always like surprised that like the walls aren't like all crinkled like it is in a bathroom. You know?
All bathrooms?
A lot of bathrooms have that wall crinkle.
I feel like
crinkle.
Under proper construction, that wall crinkle should not occur.
Mm. You know? I feel as though my home in Medford might not be properly constructed then.
Who, Tom?
Tom Hoomst?
You don't believe in Tom?
I'm just going to go off on Landlord Tom for a hot sec. Our washer has been broken for like 4 weeks now, and each person on top and bottom unit have texted him individually at different points over the past 3 weeks, being like, my dude, like, still not fixed. And then he comes and he says it's fixed. And then we just recruit a new person to be like, Tom, it's still not fixed. And he's like, the guy came and fixed it. And we're like, but it's still broken, so it's not fixed.
Dang nabbit, Tom.
So anyway,
if you're listening, Tom.
If you're listening, Tom. I'm not a pleased tenant right now.
This has been a PSA.
That's all I'm going to say. That's it, you know? I'm just going to... I put it all on the table. I put it onto live radio broadcasting. You do with that what you will.
Okay? What more can you do, actually? Honestly.
I really can't do much more.
Other than, like, start a riot and...
But this feels like...
Your own personal
the
riot.
The right less step. Like, one step below a personal riot is... radio broadcasting.
Wait, okay, this is related. I watched, when my mom was here, that movie called Pirate Radio, which is like radio broadcasting and a personal riot against the like nation, huzzah, in one thing. Such a good movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I was just thinking recently about how I've not seen a movie in so long.
Yeah, because our lives are jam-packed with activity.
They are, and I feel like morally wrong when I like I'm like, oh, I'm gonna sit down and enjoy a movie right now. I'm like, you know what, I should just watch a 20 minute TV show and then go to bed or keep working.
But the thing is, I don't even watch 20 minute TV shows. I just like work until I sleep and then I get up and then I see my friends. I don't like mm-hmm. But if I'm watching a TV show either by myself or just with a singular individual, I think
something has gone awry.
We should probably be social. I feel like I'm...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I spend enough time in... Like, my Tuesdays are weird because I don't have class until 1:30, so I often don't speak to a single human being.
Until now.
Until 6 p.m. is the thing.
She's just saving up all her talking juices.
I really was. I've drank in so much liquid today just because I was bored.
I worked my way through half a pack of gum writing my Haruki Murakami essay.
Oh, how is that coming?
Well, it's a drawing.
Okay.
There are drawings included in my essay.
That feels right, I would say. I don't know if that's part of the requirements, but I'm glad that they're there.
I actually took a photo to show you because...
Oh my gosh, listeners, I'm going to describe it to you live as it's happening.
It's sort of going to take a dark turn, though.
Okay, so it's not really a drawing, everybody. It's more of like a diagram.
Yeah.
It looks like confidence intervals, if you know what those are, as someone who just took her biostats midterm, not to flex.
Yeah, they totally look like error bars, but I was thinking of it more as like a sliding scale.
No, yeah, that's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
I see self. I see 100% love. Self, 100% love. Life, death, death. Sister self, Kizqua.
Kizuki.
Kizuki.
It's in English, FYI.
I didn't try. That's the thing. I didn't even try. Okay, it's actually very intriguing. And I can't wait to read your paper.
Okay. You're not going to give the listeners any more like insight into what you think it is.
Oh, well, I'm really confused.
I figured.
But I see... It's like a pyramid. Am I on the right track? Where the top is life-death.
The two scales are two separate things. So it's really complicated.
It feels complicated.
Yeah. I was wrestling with these two, like, factors that, like, either, like, pull us into the depths of despair mm-hmm. or, like, lift us out of it. And those are, like, wrestling, two things that are wrestling inside of ourselves, right?
Yes.
And so there's, like, your identity that is... you identify with different people in your life, and when they, like, either die, like, you're part of the part of yourself that is inherently them dies too inside of yourself. And then, like, then there's this idea. All right, we're just gonna move forward in the broadcast.
No, I'm so intrigued. I love when Libretti uses this side of her brain. She's so often studying for physics or...
they're related.
I know. But I just...
physics is jazz, man, as a dear friend of ours once said.
You're right. It's just a bunch of rhythms.
I'm getting sweaty and my face is turning red just for the broadcast.
Just for the broadcast. She just gets humble when she talks. When she talks Haruki Narukami to me. And with that, I'm going to play a little... some smooth jazz for you all.
Thank God.
It don't matter what your papa gon' say.
Don't let you in our way.
It don't matter about the games you play now.
Don't let you in our way.
It don't matter what the preacher gon' pray.
Don't let you in our way.
Cause when you wake up in the morning, gonna throw it all away.
Ooh.
It don't matter if you're here to stay.
Don't let you in our way.
What the people think about you, never gonna stay the same. If I hear me, you gotta run away.
Don't let you in our way.
When you wake up in the morning, gonna throw it all away. And it feels like in the morning, gonna feel like it feels like see, everybody clap your hands if it feels like
yeah.
Sorry, you thought you were getting another song, but nay, we're back.
So we were just talking, we took a long, like, sort of rabbit hole digression out here about the Jonas Brothers, because Mandy Beans was like, how did this start?
I don't, my whole day has been like this.
I was looking on Instagram. I saw a picture that Vogue posted of Keira Knightley pregnant. She looks fabulous. Well done, Keira. And also congratulations. I had no idea you were expecting. Then I was like, some people say I look like Keira Knightley. And Mandy Beans was like, I see it. And I was like, thank you. And she was like, I get Sansa from Game of Thrones. And I was like, and she said,
it's just the red hair.
And then
I see right through you.
And then she was like, Joe Jonas. And I was like, all of the Jonas Brothers are interchangeable in my mind.
And then we debriefed further, and we decided that Kevin is objectively the least attractive, Joe is objectively the most attractive, and here we are.
And then I just said, but I always thought Joe's name was Kevin, because I just like the name Kevin.
And then we were talking about how Kev just, like, hitting someone up with the old, hey, Kev, is just, it's
endearing.
Just a nice sentiment. And then we were thinking about other endearing names, and that's when the song ended. So we didn't get that far yet, but we could just spitball here live on the radio of the most endearing name. That was us spitballing.
I probably turned you off, Rachel, forever with that little...
I just find my grandpa very endearing, and his name is Marvin, but I feel like Marv is
Yeah, Marvin
so cute.
Is a good one. Not that we would, like, name our children these names. Mm-mm. There's a clear distinction.
Yeah. Just endearing. Like, I hope my kid is friends with a Marvin.
Like, his best friend, arguably.
And then Marvin wears suspenders and a top hat to preschool, probably.
Or maybe a bowler. A top hat for a preschooler is just like a third of their height.
You're right.
He'd like knock into things.
My kid's gonna be wearing a top hat.
Marvin sitting on the kitty potty in his top hat.
White me, Ma.
All right.
Okay, wait, I have a funny story.
Falls off.
I have a funny story.
You have a funny story about Marvin and his top hat asking to be wiped?
Yes.
Okay.
Kinda. So, my dad has this friend, and we were at the friend's beach house in the Jersey Shore.
Down the shore.
And there was, like, this little kid, he was probably, like, 4, and he called his dad by his first name, Steve. And verbatim, the kid said, Steve, wipe me. I just shit my pants. But the kid was like 4. He was just this tiny Jewish kid who called his dad Steve by his very first name. He's like, Steve, wipe me. So, like, that's like a meme in our family now. And that's when we started calling my father Scott, because we were like, well, I'm like 15 and I'm still calling my dad. So, like, that's not right. I gotta start calling by his first name.
And I'm 15 and I still ask Scotty to wipe me. So that's another issue.
I'm so sorry.
That was potty humor.
That was such potty
humor.
At
our finest.
But, like, potty humor often gets to me. So, anyway.
Also, I just feel like it's been a long midterm season.
Season, for sure. Season.
And,
I was telling my friend today, also known as DJ Yummy.
What? Oh.
One of my friends, Liv, has been on the show.
Oh.
DJ Yummy. Like, my pace today...
I don't know
today,
if I'm set on that name. I just have to say Liv.
Yeah, I gave it to her.
Oh, really?
I was like, you are now deemed DJ Yummy. And then she was like, I don't like that. I was like, it's too late.
We'll put it on the back burner.
Yeah.
But
everything that I've done today has just, like, been at such, like, a moderate pace. Like, I've gotten things done just, like, with zero urgency or, like, willingness to, like, put effort in to do better, if that makes sense. Like, I'm just doing the bare minimum today, and it's just a weird feeling.
Like a slow roll.
Like a slow roll.
It's really nice.
It is kind of nice.
We have had, good thing people called and told us what to play, because I just the first song that we played, Dolly, because I did promise that I would do my due diligence and to the for the
She'll
listeners.
Be back every week.
Perhaps, yeah, most likely. And then, so I didn't tell Mandy what it, the song was. I just said, I'm going to sing this at your wedding. And she she was like, okay.
Rachel's going to be my wedding. I promised my sister, that's my twin, that she'd be my maid of honor.
Which I'm so fine with.
Which, like, Rachel gets. But it still leaves me in a tough spot because Rachel is my love, my light, my everything.
Oh, I don't feel like it's a tough spot. I'm, like, A-okay with diet. Also, I feel like Bryn planning a freaking bachelorette party is going to be the wildest experience, and I'll just, like, hold your hand and caress it through the whole thing while we sweat mildly.
Just, like, not mildly is the thing.
Yeah, like kind of tomato nation over here.
Like, I'm going to, like, plan it out of, like, a pool so we can just jump in later. But also, I'm not planning it. That's the whole point of a bachelorette party.
Right.
My sister goes to Dartmouth.
An identical twin. Yeah. To plan it.
And she goes a little harder than I do, some may say. In a tasteful way, of course.
The Bang family is always tasteful.
It's so tasteful.
Speaking of, who's here?
Scotty's here.
Scotty's here.
My dad's here. I'm going to see him right after this. I want him to come on the air, but he had drinks with the client. What's he going to do?
Ugh.
The life of a working man. So I'm going to have to meet him.
His client could have come.
Oh my god, that wouldn't seal the deal. I don't know what.
Yeah.
Wait, also, I think I've spoken of my father's love of Flywheel on the radio before, but if I haven't, my father loves Flywheel, like the workout class, so much. And he texted me and was like, I was like, there's a 6:30 p.m. Flywheel tomorrow. And he was like, great. And then he was like, I have drinks with a client. And then I was like, so he's like, so it might be close. And then he said, okay, I'm trying to move my last appointment up to 4 to make sure I can fly by 6:30. I don't have any confirmation yet,
Scotty,
but I'm fairly confident. And I said, I can hold off until your confirmation, Scotty. And he said, no, comma, don't wait, period. That client is a bit of a mess in terms of communication. It'll work out, or I'll just tell them as soon as I get there that I have only a short window. I think spending 75 minutes with you and the instructor will be more rewarding. So anyway, we're flying tomorrow. I'll see you all there.
Speaking of exercise, we have a hot PSA for you.
Oh, here we go.
Autumn outdoor exercise PSA. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Funny, because we don't have a vehicle. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, and reduce stress and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO member Tusk Community Radio. Tweet, 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 tweet. While you're running, you may hear the birds chirping. Take note of said birds and think of us.
Tweet, tweet. Oh my gosh. I think this is the last thought I'll say before we play another song, because it's been a while. But post-homecoming, all of us took a large nap together. And the very documentary that we put on to lull us all to sleep that worked wonders. Some of us were already asleep before it even turned on.
Dylan Page.
Shout out to Dylan Page. It was called Birders.
And the next day, I was like, I saw a map of Texas somewhere. Where did I see a map of Texas? And Dylan, my friend, and Lucy Simon's friend, who is visiting from the greater Philadelphia area, Penn University.
His social security.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. And he lives on, where was I going? Oh, he was sporting a Tito's bandana, which has Tito's vodkas from Texas, I think. So he was like, was it the, like, state on my on your Tito's bandana?
Oh, you, like, actively texted him. Being
yeah,
like,
I was like,
I
where
Texas?
Did I see a map of Texas? That does not come up often in my life, I have to say. And it was on the freaking episode of Burning, like, right before I, like, went off to Dreamland. Yeah!
It was such a mirage. Like, there's this dude, and there's a bird on him, and, like, That's all I remember.
And a map of Texas.
I don't think I made it that far.
I don't think you did, because I have a video of you passed out.
Oh, I want to see that. But while I'm watching it, you guys can listen to this song.
We also have some more funny things to say when we come back.
We always do. This is for you, Uncle Adam.
Thank you.
Damn, such just a groove.
That was. We had a percussion session going.
Percussion.
Percussion. That was hard for me to say there.
There. Oh, we were at a Canadian tuxedo party on Friday night.
Oh, yeah. Homecoming who? We had a 21st birthday party.
Yeah, we did. For Friday. DJ Dizzy J.
Dizzy J.
She planned it on our show.
She did.
But yeah, it was everything I hoped for and more. If you're on your seat about what the theme ended up being, Libretti, please share.
Canadian tuxedo. I think you just ruined it before you said that.
It was Canadian tuxedo themed. See, my pace today has been weird.
perhaps
forgetful.
Like, rewind, and then like fast forward, skirt, and then like pause.
And then like we finally get to the destination eventually. It was Canadian tuxedo themed.
What was great was seeing a sea full of 100 so people at your favorite local diner, Soundbites, in all denim. People went all out.
Favorite local diner, Nuance, at 11 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Not a.m.
No.
Never.
And, wait, this is all circling back. So I went early with Jizzy J to, like, set up, make sure everything was going well, befriend the bouncers who were named Eric and, wait for it, Kevin.
Thank you for coming full circle, Rachel.
Yeah. And he was like, I just lost a lot of money at the casino. Oh, and Dylan, of course. He and I were outside befriending the bouncers. I was in overalls and a fuzzy vest.
Dylan was probably also in all denim.
He was in all denim. He had a 3-layer denim outfit going on.
Wow.
Like shirt, vest, jacket.
I mean, like everybody turned up in theme, and that is all you can hope for.
Yeah.
But where's I going with this?
I don't know.
Oh, you were saying, so you were having trouble pronouncing something.
Percussion.
And then you said A, and then that really reminded me of the theme. And all night, what? I was trying to...
Percussion A?
You said A. You were like, A.
Oh.
Like, you just, it kind of like came
like
out.
Like A?
Yeah, A. And then it reminded me that I said that quite a few times on Friday night, and I thought it was funny every time.
And it probably was A? It was funny.
Out and about. I threw that one in there too.
I also my Canadian family friends were visiting this weekend.
They were.
It was honestly a huge weekend, and I could have done with less.
For all of it,
honestly.
You're so strong and brave.
Thanks, my dude. But they do have Canadian accents, and they are the most wonderful people. And when I told them there was a Canadian tuxedo-themed party the night before, the day they were getting here, they were like, what do you want me to buy from the dollar store? Do you want a sparkly Canada hat? Do you want a regular red Canada hat? Do you want little Canada shot glasses? Do you want... What they settled on was mini, tiny... bowler hats with the Canadian flag on them, but sadly they didn't get here in time on Friday night for the party, so I just have mad small tiny Canadian bowler hats in
my room. Is this a cry for help, Libretti?
No, but I think it's a cry for another Canada-themed party.
Okay, you right. We'll get on that.
Yeah.
Perhaps for Flormal.
Perhaps. Also, fondue theme has been put out there.
For Flormal?
Yeah, we have a fondue maker now.
Oh my gosh.
For house mall, actually. We no longer live on a floor. Well, we live on a floor in a house, but...
Oh, for house... I couldn't pull the word together. So, for those of you who don't know, our friend group started a tradition first semester of last year where we hosted our own friend group formal. And...
We all lived on the same floor.
Yeah, so it was called Flormal. And we have continued to call it Flormal and are anticipating a Flormal for this semester. But it's a house mall.
It's a house mall, yeah.
But it's honestly more exciting. And I literally am so excited. It was the best night of both semesters last year, hands down. I don't say that lightly.
For you.
Not for all of our friends.
No. And if you want to know more, just, you know, find us. And we'll
let you know if you can have a spot.
Yeah.
We do have a full basement now, so it doesn't have to be, like...
Elite floor.
Yeah, it's elite for sure.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Shall I play another song?
Yeah. I mean,
Oh.
Wow. Well,
whoa.
Yeah, the time has flown.
See, my pace today.
Like I've a bird in the sky.
Where the whole day has
she
gone.
She has gone on a wing. See, okay, there are so many of these little funky sayings with birds.
Right.
Mandy B just inhaled sharply when I turned a corner into...
She's been thinking. She's
turned
been
turned up the gas. So these are called... aphorisms. I was like, is it an anachronism? Nay.
Oh.
It's an aphorism.
Aphorism.
Yeah. Aphorism. And not an
can I use it in a sentence?
Yeah, you can.
Aphorism.
I watch you shake your aphorism at the Fist of Formal this weekend.
Heck yeah.
Anyway, there's this thing.
Anyway, I'm glad I'm.
Cousin Adam, he's just old.
Sorry, my bad.
What was I saying? Oh, so like two birds, one stone. Or like today is for the birds, which means today is not going so well. And I think we should reclaim these downturned aphorisms that degrade birders everywhere.
yes I agree,
and welcome to my senior thesis.
There will be diagrams involved and I will try to describe them on air live. And will I get them right? Probably not. And will Liberty get hot talking about them? Probably, but just because she's so humble.
anyway
with that,
let's play another song.
Oh,
on a wing.
A good one. This is on a wing.
A wing makes me feel the way you do inside. And I don't know what I would do without you, and that's no lie. If I die, I'd hope to find you in another life. We could fall again, be the way we were when we first began, like the first time that I ever saw you smile. I want that feeling again. Be the way we were when we first began. Yes, we've got something special. Let's hold on and don't let go. And I'll never find another like you, and this I know. Hope to find you in another life, so we could fall again. It'd be the way we were when we first began, like the first time that I ever saw you smile. I want that feeling. Be the way we were when we first began. 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 If I die, I hope to find you in another life, so we could fall again. Let's be the way we were when we first began. The first time that I ever saw you smile. Give me that feeling again. Let's be the way we were when we first begin.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, team. We're back. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't hear myself. Oh, I know why.
It's a terrible problem.
Oh, okay. Oh. We're fine.
Okay. Oh.
Anywho. Wow, I just, like, everything started screaming in my ear. And then the door opened.
I'm not scared at all. It's fine.
It's fine. It's Halloween soon.
Ooh.
Rachel and I are so excited for our Halloween costume, but that'll be talked about more next week and the week after.
Thank you for everyone who called in today, our yes. local listeners.
Yes, thank you. Your final song is coming up so soon.
We see you. We really do.
And we love you.
We didn't know how real you were until this very moment. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, we're going to sign off, unless Rachel, you have anything to share.
Nah.
Nah. She just said nah, so I think that's our cue to go. This is Mandy B.
And this is the Bready Roll piece.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bird watching. Okay.
Okay, have the greatest night.
Thank you.
Roy, this is for you, my dude.
Toodles.
Like I couldn't feel you.
We don't really know how to stop. We've got something started and we see it's going in a wrong direction. And I think the difficulty is, to borrow an old Chinese saying, that when the wrong man uses the right means work in the wrong way. In other words, there's something wrong with the way we think. And while that is there, everything we do will be a mess. Now, what is it that's wrong? Now, as far as I can see, the basic mistake is that we've invented this wonderful system of language and calculation, and that it is at once too simple to deal with the complexity of the world.